Welcome into the Tuesday Idaho Sports Report, otherwise known as the IdahoSports.com podcast. I'm Jeff Nussing. Hope you're having a great Tuesday morning so far. Boise State has its first player named to the Majors Awards watch list for the 2012 college football season. Senior guard Joe Kellogg was named to the Outland Trophy's watch list. The award is given to the top interior lineman, offensive or defensive. Kellogg is one of 71 nominees this year. The Phoenix native has started in 21 games the past two seasons for the Broncos. From the Idaho Statesman, Erica Dick, a senior to be at Boise High School, is one of 14 girls selected to play for the USA Athletes International Softball Team in a July 29th through the August 7th tournament in Italy. Dick has made a verbal commitment to play softball for Northern Colorado. For the eastern part of the state, Idaho Falls area specifically, the YMCA indoor soccer registration is ongoing. Interested players can register for adult, co-ed, or peewee indoor soccer through August 8th. The season begins in early September. Registration online at www.ifymca.org or call Megan for more information, 523-0600. And the YMCA flag football registration begins in the Idaho Falls area. The season will run between September 4th and September 29th. The cost is only $20 for YMCA members and $40 for non-members. Registration deadline is July 28th. Players can register online at www.ifymca.org. Staying in eastern Idaho, this from the Idaho State Journal. Pocatello High School graduate Chris Randall has signed a letter of intent to play basketball at Blue Mountain Community College in Pendleton, Oregon. Blue Mountain last year went 8-16 overall, so maybe Chris Randall can get some early playing time over at Blue Mountain Community College. This from the Coeur d'Alene Press. The Coeur d'Alene Crush 97 won five straight games over the weekend to reach the championship round. Then they beat the Idaho Heat twice to win the state ASA 14 and under championship Sunday at Skyview High in Nampa. It was the third consecutive state title for the Crush 97, which won the state 12 and under title in 2010 and the state 14 and under title last year. From the Magic Valley Times News, Jackpot High School will no longer play football in Idaho as part of the 1A Division II Sawtooth Conference. Elko County School District Superintendent Jeff Zandermaid made the final call on that. Read the entire article at the Magic Valley Times News. And from the Blackfoot Morning News, golfers Russ Collins and Stephen Lippiello fired a 61 and a quarter on Saturday and then followed that up with a solid 64 and a half on Sunday to take the 2012 Roop two-man golf tournament by four shots over the second-place finishers at Blackfoot Municipal Golf Course. Sticking in eastern Idaho, Zach Bennett, quarterback for Skyline, came in second place at the National Duel of the Dozens competition run by Darren Slack's Quarterback Academy competition in Canton, Ohio this past weekend. Good job, Zach, finishing second place. For all you horse people out there, the first mosquito pool to test positive for West Nile virus in 2012 is prompting health officials to recommend people to take precautions, fight the bite this year. The mosquitoes were detected by the Ada County Mosquito Abatement District in a trap in Boise near the Expo Idaho Fairgrounds. The virus is showing up a little earlier this year than in 2011, when Idaho didn't see signs of West Nile until around August. I'm scheduled to speak with new CUNA football coach Lee Leslie tomorrow, and you will hear that on the Wednesday Idaho Sports Report. Going to leave you with a little sports trivia today. This day in sports, 1941, July 17th, 1941, Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak was snapped by Cleveland's Al Smith and Jim Bagby Jr. DiMaggio was thrown out by Ken Keltner in the first inning, walked by Smith in the fourth, thrown out again by Keltner in the seventh inning, and grounded into a double play in his final at-bat in the eighth inning with Bagby pitching. On this day in sports, 1961, baseball legend and, at the time, the game's all-time hits leader, Ty Cobb, died. Cobb had played 22 seasons for Detroit and Philadelphia. Sports birthdays today, Lou Boudreau was born this day, 1917, great Major League Baseball player. Also, Connie Hawkins was born this day, 1942, NBA star and Hall of Famer. Hockey player Brian Trottier, born this day, 1956. That'll do it for the Tuesday podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Talk with you Wednesday morning. This podcast is posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning.